The impact of this summer's bushfires has been devastating on so many levels, particularly for those communities who have been absolutely laid waste by these fires. But it's still not clear what the health consequences of smoke inhalation are and the legal implications for employers. Associate Professor Fiona McDonald is co-director of the Australian Centre for Health Law Research at QUT. She says there's a court case in Hawaii that could point the way.
Well, one of the questions really is whether employees could bring proceedings against employers alleging that they haven't provided a safe place for work because they haven't taken actions to manage the risk to employees posed by poor air quality.
In other words, they were told to continue coming to work.
Yes. Yep. Or they weren't provided with masks, or they were told to keep working outside when they have a pre-existing asthma condition or whatever. And there is some case law from the US that's really interesting in that context.
It's a case out of Hawaii involving a gentleman called Van Ness. Tell me about him.
Van Ness was an employee of the Hawaii Educational Department, and he provided technical support to one of their high schools. So that meant he basically fixed computers. So he had pre-existing condition. He had asthma, and it was sort of moderate asthma that was more or less under control. He was transferred to a certain part of Hawaii, and he was working in a high school that was on the side of a mountain. So his office was right at the top of the mountain, and he had an air-conditioned office. But his job meant that he had to service computers across the high school. So that meant he had to go up and down stairs that were all outside, and he had to work in other buildings on the campus that weren't air-conditioned or were just had fans and louvers and so on for natural airflow. At a particular point of time, there was a very poor air quality associated with exposure to VOG, which is basically volcanic smog. It's a mixture of gases and particles or ash from the volcano that causes very poor air quality, so similar in that way to the air quality in the bushfires.
And I believe, you know, he had this long ongoing health issues, but then
yes.
He went to a doctor who wrote a letter recommending that he be transferred from this school, which was in this high-risk VOG zone. And this was approved. But before it could happen, he did have a terrible health scare. He was hospitalised, wasn't he?
That's correct. The transfer was delayed for a period of months, during which there was a very high exposure to the VOG. And he did end up being admitted to hospital. Now, the admission for the hospital, there was some medical evidence led saying that the condition that he was admitted for, which was basically a hernia, pre-existed but had been made worse by the coughing and the choking and the problems he was having with exertion associated with his asthma, and that there were significant complications after the surgery that could also be at least partially attributed to that exposure. And he ended up having to have some minor amputations as well as having sepsis and some really significant complications.
And the court found in his favour, didn't it, that he was entitled to workers'
yes.
compensation?
On appeal. And the court said that the employer was aware that he had this pre-existing condition, and they were aware that his work required considerable exertion, and in the course of that exertion, exposure to the higher levels of VOG that would have inevitably exacerbated his asthma anyway. But if you couple that with the exertion of having to run up and down all these flights of stairs to get between building and building, that posed an unacceptable risk to his health that they should have managed.
And why do you say this decision is something that we should be thinking about very carefully because of the bushfire smoke situation here in Australia?
The principle of this case that could be transferable to the Australian context is that this person had a known moderate condition that they knew was going to be exacerbated by exposure to VOG, so that they knew about the condition and therefore they needed to think critically about what they were asking him to do so as not to put him at extra risk. And that has significant parallels with the Australian context. If someone has a pre-existing condition that is known to be exacerbated by bushfire smoke and you're asking them to continue to work in the same kinds of ways without putting any precautions in place to minimise the risk to that person.
Associate Professor Fiona McDonald speaking with Damien Carrick.